Turn your Bible to the 5th chapter of St. Mark. And I want to preach a little bit, if the Lord would help me. I'm not going to hold you too long. I want to preach about a boy that I thought about our sister when she's singing, her and her husband. Of having a vision or a dream of the devil. And I was kind of undecided what to preach tonight. And after she said that, I thought, well, that must be the will of the Lord. And this was a boy that the devil, he was some mother's boy.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
He was some mother's boy.
Come on, Brother Benny.
He was just a boy, I believe, like you and I was.
God.
But there was a time in his life that the devil took him over.
Yeah.
And you know what? He got so bad. The devil got him wrapped up around so bad that he even went out into the tombs.
Right.
The Bible said, and he dwelt among the tombs.
Right.
And he got in such a shape.
Yes.
The devil got him in such a turmoil that the Bible said that he screamed and he cried.
Yes.
And he cut himself until the blood gushed out.
Yes.
And I thought about that poor boy.
Yes.
Maybe one time he never thought he'd ever get in that condition.
God, God.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Maybe he never thought that he would ever have to suffer like that. But brother, somewhere in his life he let the devil overpower him. And took him down and got him in such a turmoil that he went out among the tombs. In other words, in the cemeteries, if you might say it that way.
Right.
And he dwelt out there, and all they could hear out of him was screaming and crying and begging.
Yep.
And the devil had him till he just didn't know what to do. You know why he had him in such a shape? The Bible said that he had legions of devils.
Yes.
And the Bible said that legion that was in him was 2,000 devils.
Yes.
Now you think about 2,000 devils having a hold of one man and causing him to do what he done. Because when Jesus cast them devils out of him, the Bible said that he cast them out into a herd of swine, and they run violently down a steep place into the sea or into the lake and choked themselves, and there was 2,000 of them. 2,000 of them. Well, I'll tell you one thing about it. Well, as far as I'm concerned, 1,000 could sin is run everybody, let alone 2,000 or one devil.
Yeah.
One devil can get a hold of you a lot of times and drag you down till you can't stand yourself. But that man suffered. No doubt he suffered. But I'll tell you one thing about it. Brother, after he went through with all of the suffering that he went through with, cutting himself, blood yourself, him screaming and crying, one day Jesus come on the scene. This is a good part that I thought about. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. The devil might wrestle around a while. He might wrestle around a while, but there's a rescue for it. Amen. I said there's a rescue for it. Amen. Brother, after this devil had put this man through all of this punishment, Jesus come on the scene one time. And brother, the devil began to cry out against him because they knew he was in trouble. They knew they was in trouble. Brother, they began to beg him, said, don't cast us out into the... In other words, out yonder into space.
Yeah.
But let us go into something.
Yeah.
And Jesus just bid him to go into the herd of swine.
Yeah. Come on, Benny.
And the Bible said that devils went into the herd of swine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to know an old, well, I didn't know him exactly either. But he used to be our bishop over the Pentecostal Churches of Christ.
Yeah.
And he never would eat a piece of hog meat, swine meat. He would never eat it. I don't know what his problem was, whether he used this scripture or not. But I told him this. I said, thank God, give it to me. And when I pray over it, I feel like God sanctifies me.
Oh,
amen. I don't care how many devils are in it. I feel like God can sanctify anything. Make anything clean. Amen. Get to eat. Brother, I thought about this a lot of time. There was 2,000 of these. And they went into the water and the Bible said they choked herself. But I'm going to tell you, boys, that didn't do away with it. That didn't do away with it. That didn't do away with it. These others. These others. The devil's got a lot of imps running around. You believe that? Amen. You know what they're doing? They're deceiving, they're devouring, they're just people down on every hand. If you don't believe it, you visit your churches today. You see how the devil is working in the churches. I know I'm a pastor, been a pastor of a church down there for 28 years, and I see a lot of difference now than what I did back then when I first started pastoring. Amen. It ain't the same. It ain't the same. I told somebody here a while back, I said when I first started pastoring, seemed like it wasn't a problem like it is now. But I said the devil has come, and he's planted this kind of spirit, and that kind of spirit, and this kind of spirit, and that kind of spirit. But I'll tell you what, Amos said, did he not? Amos 3:3, I believe, said, how can two walk together, or two can't walk together except they be agreed? And I'll tell you, we're living in the worst time of a dividing spirit in the churches that ever was. Amen. Everybody's got a different idea. Everybody thinks this fellow's wrong and he's right. But I'll tell you, if we'd sum it all up together and get before God and pray it out, we'd find out the biggest part of us is wrong. Amen. Find out the biggest part of us is wrong. But this man here, after the devil had taken him and tormented him like he had tormented him, thank God Jesus come on the scene. And you know what happened? The Bible said that Jesus rebuked them devils. And they went into that herd of swine out there and choked herself. And this man came to Jesus. Amen, Butch. I believe he repented right there. He come to Jesus. And you know what happened? The Bible said that he was a wild man. Didn't even wear any clothes. He went naked. The devil had him in such a turmoil that he just didn't wear any clothes. He was just out there naked and cutting himself and screaming and what have you. But when Jesus come on the scene, I think of that. That does my heart good. When I think about Jesus coming on the scene, and after the devil had racked his mind and what have you, I think about how that Jesus come on the scene, and the Bible said that he was clothed and in his right mind. And where was he at? Over in the corner somewhere? No, he was sitting right down at the feet of Jesus. Sitting right down at the feet of Jesus, where you and I ought to be tonight. Amen. That's where we ought to be, right at the feet of Jesus. Letting God work a work in our lives that need to be done. Amen. 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 Right at the feet of Jesus. And when they went out to see what had happened, they found him sitting there. Amen. Sitting there. Enjoying himself in the presence of Almighty God. After the devil had ruled him and what have you, found him sitting with his right mind, being blessed through the power and the Spirit of Almighty God. Sitting right there at the feet of Jesus, having a glorious time in the Lord. Amen. Ain't it wonderful? How many have been close to the Lord? How many have been close to the Lord? The Lord laid a fast on me some time ago. And I fasted 3 days. The first day was rough. But the second and third day was wonderful. I'll tell you, God come on the scene and blessed my heart abundantly. And I thought about a paper that I got from Brother, I'll tell me his name, H. Richard Hall. Did anybody ever get H. Richard Hall's paper? He sends me a paper once a month. And he went on a 40-day fast. 40 long days. And he showed his picture in the paper preaching before he went on this fast. And he showed his picture of him coming off of that fast. And he looked like a sick man. Looked like a sick man. But I give the paper to Brother Marshall. And I said, Brother Marshall, let's read this. Brother, you could read what God revealed to him while he was in that 40-day fast, and you could feel the Spirit of God through that. You could feel the Spirit of God, what God revealed to him and told him as he was on that fast. And me and Brother Marshall read it during my den room there at home, and I tell you, Marshall said, I can feel God through that. I'll tell you, listen, boys, we can get close enough till you can feel God to us. There used to be two fellas preached down home back years ago, and they said they were such a powerful preacher that you could walk by them in the old tent they had. You could walk by them and say, they said they was just a different atmosphere. Just a different atmosphere. You just walking by them. And brother, one of them preachers would get in the pulpit to preach, and he might say, Mary Fields, Brother John Fields' mother was left a widow, had $100 in her pocketbook, laying in the seat by the side of her, and she was working, trying to make a living to raise her children. Her husband had died. Brother Jim Bounce got in the pulpit to preach, and the Spirit of God began to move up on him, and he said, Mary Fields. And Brother John Fields said his mother took out of that like a streak of lightning and hit that altar. They was, most of them was Methodist people, prayed to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you tonight, that's what we need. We need the Spirit of God in our church. We need the Holy Ghost in our church. Amen. I'll tell you, we need more power in our church. And when we get it, I'll tell you what we'll see. We'll see things done for the glory of God. Somebody said, I don't believe in the Holy Ghost. Well, if you don't believe in it, God's not going to give it to you. But I thought about this boy here. After he had suffered all these things, found him sitting at the feet of Jesus, and he's cold and he's in his right mind. I thought about this a lot of times. I thought about a scripture, another scripture that I kind of linked up with this a little bit. And I thought about how the disciples one time was called upon to cast an evil spirit out of a child. Yeah. And all times the Father said that this spirit would take him and try to throw him in the water. Yes. And try to throw him in the fire to destroy him. My wife had a cousin, I guess it was. And he had this spirit within him. He talked his grandfather into letting him go fishing with him one day in Kentucky River, Boonville, Kentucky. His grandpa kind of got interested, I guess, in fishing, and he heard the water splash, and he looked around, and that spirit had took that boy and throwed him in the river and drowned him. Drowned him before his grandpa could get him out and get any help to get him out. That spirit drowned in him. And I thought about this spirit, this scripture in the Bible, how the Bible said at oft times, we had a boy that loafed us up down home, and he had them epileptics, and that would hit him, and he just, it would throw him right down in them gravels or anywhere. And he'd just waller and foam at the mouth. And I never thought too much about it. Of course, I didn't know anything about the Bible then. But I thought after I got to reading and studied the Word of God, how that spirit would time in him. How it would throw him down and water him in the gravels and cut him and just about destroy him. And I thought a lot of times, my, if we'd have had some preacher around there that had power with God, to lay his hands on him and rebuke that devil out of him, I believe he could have done it, brother. I believe you could rebuke the devil out of people. Amen. Somebody said, I'd be afraid to. I'm not a bit afraid of the devil. He don't have no dominion over me whatsoever. I belong every inch of me to the Lord. It ain't none of the devil's business what I do. Amen. I've got a perfect right to do what God wants me to do. I thought about them when they was called on. And it's a shame. I think maybe a lot of times we might be in the same boat sometimes. But these boys was called upon to rebuke this spirit.
Come on, Brother Benny.
That foul spirit out of that child.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. Ain't that a sad case? Ain't that a sad case?
Right.
Brother Marshall and I does a lot of visiting in the hospitals
and
homes and what have you. And we come up against some pretty tough cases sometimes. But I'll tell you one thing about it. I've never had the devil to buff me out of trying to pray for him.
Amen.
I've never had the devil to buff me out of trying to rebuke him out.
Right.
And these boys just could not do it. Jesus come along, and they called him to the case. And the father of this child said, if you can do anything, please help us. And Jesus just rebuked that devil out of that child. I said this, I don't know whether the disciples was ashamed of themselves or not, but they kind of took him off private. They took him off kind of private. And they said, why couldn't we do this? And he said, because of your unbelief. Because of your unbelief. Said one place, because of your unbelief. And he told him, he said, this kind goes out by prayer and fasting. And I thought about that man that called on him one time. And Jesus said, if you can only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And he said, Lord, he cried out with tears in his eyes. He said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Help thy my unbelief. I'll tell you, folks, tonight, if we'd have that little speck of unbelief in us,
come on.
I'm going to say this. Because I feel like saying,
yep, in God,
there wouldn't be a case come up here at this altar for prayer, but what would be taken care of?
Right, well,
what would be taken care of?
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
I know it's hard sometimes. I know it's hard for us to face these facts. But it's facts anyhow. There wouldn't be a case have to go home without the victory.
Right.
If we had that unbelief out of us. Somebody said, I ain't got a bit of unbelief in me. I said, I haven't seen no wings sprouting on nobody. Bless God, I'll tell you one thing. The only thing in the world that would keep victory out is the unbelief.
That's right.
Unbelief.
Right.
That's the only thing. That man said, Jesus said to him, if you can believe all things, not part,
hello?
Not part of thing, but all things.
Amen.
All things is possible to him that believeth. And he said, Lord, I believe to help my unbelief. Tonight, I believe that God is a God that we can take our cases to, and I believe He'll supply every need. I thought of that about that man that come to him one time concerning his servant. Now he said, Lord, I don't feel like I'm worthy to even come under your roof. Amen. I told him down home one night, I said, if we get people that humble, if we get people that humble, I said, we turn the world upside down. He said, I don't feel like I'm even worthy to come under your roof. But he said, you just speak the word. You just speak the word. And he said, my servant be healed. My servant be healed. Amen. Amen. And he did so, and his servant was healed. His servant was made whole from that very hour. From that very hour. And I'll tell you one thing about it tonight. I believe this devil had this poor boy of some mother had him so in such a turmoil and suffering so and everything. But I often think of the good part after he went through that. After he went through that, how that he had the victory sitting at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Would you like to sit at the feet of Jesus tonight and hear the word said, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. I'm not going to hold you any later. But I would like to know tonight if there's one soul here that does not have victory. If there's one soul that doesn't have victory tonight, wouldn't you like to have it? Wouldn't you like to have it? Wouldn't you like to go home tonight a Christian? I thought about Brother Mike's testimony a while ago. What a great change it'll make in you. Amen. I know what he's talking about. I went through, I'm telling you, punishment with the devil. He had me almost like this man right here, wrapped around his finger, till I got to the place I didn't care whether I lived or died. That was just the way of God. Didn't care whether I lived or died. I didn't care from a family. I didn't care for nobody. But I'll tell you one day, one night, I know people say, well, God don't come in them places. Well, He come to beer joint and got me. And I was trying to drink it down. And I couldn't because conviction was on me so strong. And I broke down and went to weeping like a baby right there in that place. And my brother said, go on out of here. This is no place to try to get saved. And I went to the church. And I found out later. Later, I found out that they was praying, God save Benny Grizzle. Save Benny Grizzle. I thought it was, I know it was bad, but I really didn't think it was that bad. But they was praying, God save Benny Grizzle. And you know what they told me afterward? Some of them said, well, if God can save a man like that, He can save anybody. Well, that made it worse than ever. That made it worse than ever. I know it was bad, but they said if God can save a man like Benny Grizzle, He can save anybody. Well, God can save anybody. He said, whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Freely. Don't cost you anything but turn your back on the world and take up your cross. As Brother Johnny Gabbard preached last night, taking up your cross and following Him. He said a lot of people like to shout. A lot of people like to enjoy themselves in the Lord. And all that, but He said, when it comes to the cross, not very many people wants the cross. Wants the cross. Tonight, as they get a song, I'm going to just go ahead and give an old call. Whatever your need is, how many has the Holy Ghost here tonight? Amen. How many don't have Him? Bless Him hands. Folks, I'd dig hard as I could dig till I got the victory. Because the Holy Ghost is a keeper. He said you would receive power after the Holy Ghost had come upon you. Amen. And He said it's just pleading for you that I go away. For He said if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But He said if I depart, I'll pray the Father and He'll send you another Comforter. He was a comforter when He was here, but when He went back to the Father, He didn't leave us comforters. He said, I'll pray the Father and He'll send you another comforter. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost to comfort you. And He said, I'll teach you all things, and I'll even be with you, not on the outside of you, but I'll be in you. Amen. So tonight, I thought about our revival that we just had with Brother down in Alabama. I thought about the way he preached. He seemed like he dwelled more on the Holy Ghost than any preacher I've heard in a long time, Sister Mary. And I'll tell you, it paid off. We had two receive the Holy Ghost right back down in front of them right now that received the Holy Ghost. They went to a sweat box to get Him. But thank God they got it. They got it. Amen. That's the main thing, is getting the victory. It don't matter how many hours or maybe you have to pray to get the victory. The main thing is to get it. Get the victory that you want. And I'll tell you one thing about it. He'll not withhold any good thing from them that'll walk uprightly. Shall we stand right now? And the altar is open. If you want to pray for the baptism, come. If there's any here that wants to be saved, come. Come. The Lord will save you. Amen. Amen. You that want the baptism, you that need the baptism, if you don't have Him, you need Him. If you don't have Him, you need Him tonight. Come, and let's pray. Amen.
He just said that.